It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I've always enjoyed talking to farmers, even when I was a young man. I would accompany my dad to the Garrett Brothers elevator or the County Farm Bureau Co-op and would talk to farmers. I still enjoy it. It's what I enjoy most about this job. And as you visit with growers these days, you hear they are concerned about finding efficiencies wherever and whenever they can, with the prices being what they are in agriculture. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they stand by ready to help with their legendary family of lubes, specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions. I'm talking about Mystic JT8, heavy-duty engine oils, JT6 grease, JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid. They want to help your machines last longer to take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders, producers. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com, mystiklubes.com. Recidivism is on my mind this morning. Recidivism, the tendency of a convicted criminal to re-offend. A Nebraska prison parolee is under arrest this morning in the abduction and killing of a 22-year-old Omaha woman whose body was dumped in a ravine near Fremont, Nebraska. Jeremiah Connolly has been put behind bars again, being held without bail for suspicion of first-degree murder. This guy was granted a parole in June after serving more than 12 years in prison for attempted kidnapping in an attack on another young woman. And in case this kind of crime sounds horribly familiar, let us not forget Molly Tibbetts, the young Iowa woman attacked and killed while jogging. And then there was the former Iowa State golfer attacked while golfing in Ames, Iowa, a few days ago. From This Week in Agribusiness, this doesn't sound good for passage of a farm bill this week. Ahead of the Friday deadline, Politico is reporting that House Republican leaders are preparing to adjourn at the end of this week until after the midterm elections. That would give GOP lawmakers time at home, about 40 days, to try to save the majority in the House with the approach of the midterm elections. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made no official announcement on the schedule yet, but key Republican lawmakers and aides in the House say they expect this will be the last week the House is in session before Election Day. Middle Tennessee continues under a flash flood watch this morning. Some spots got 6 inches of rain during the weekend. There's more in the forecast. They had to cancel yesterday's planned activities at the Pilgrimage Music Festival at Franklin, Tennessee. Do you use an ATM machine often? You know how crooks are putting these skimmers on the ATMs to try to steal your data and steal your money? Two of those skimmers were found over the weekend on bank ATMs at Aurora, Illinois. And those things aren't just put on the bank automatic teller machines by crooks, but they also put them on service station pumps. Authorities say report anything that looks unusual when you're trying to use your card, any device that doesn't belong there, and monitor, by all means, monitor your accounts regularly. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.